Welcome back, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of May, I believe so. Let me check. It is when this episode comes out. So what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Sin Vergüenza, the podcast, the motherfucking podcast, a place where it's free to talk, free to cry, free to F around and find out. I'm your host, Ale, and I'm joined alongside my co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
And today's Saturday?
Saturday.
So today's Saturday, guys. So we're going to go ahead and talk about our weeks, I guess. A little weekly recap, as usual. Do you have anything interesting about your week this week, or do you not? Maybe something you want to share?
The only interesting thing was the snake that I told you about at the job site.
Do you guys have a picture of it?
I don't.
Apparently, this snake was as big as somebody, guys. But unless we have a picture, I don't think we can believe it. So, moving on from these lies. What else?
Two snakes, and then that's about it, I believe.
Okay. For me this week, honestly, my week was whatever. I went shopping yesterday, so it was pretty fun. I want to go more shopping, but, you know, responsibilities or whatever. Let's see. Nothing, honestly, too crazy. If you guys seen those clips from the Light Fest, that shit was nuts. I told y'all it was nuts. But let us know how your guys' week went, or how your week is going so far, since you're listening to this on Wednesday. Comment down below. Do you have any plans for this upcoming weekend? If so, ¿pa qué no invitan? Come on, guys. I live in Vegas. We could all go hang out. You could smoke me out. Fuck around and find out. I also like chicken wings. We could go get some chicken wings. And, yeah, I also like to cry. So we can eat chicken wings and cry. Okay. And get high. Honestly, that sounds like the best time of my life. I hope you guys do that on my funeral. Cry, get high, and eat chicken wings. All right, that got dark fast.
Let's we'll have Wingstop.
Wingstop will sponsor me up until the day I die. Okay, FYI, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know. But apparently Wingstop has sugar in their wing batter.
Hella sugar.
I accidentally cooked one time I cooked my fried chicken with powdered sugar because I thought that shit was flour. But I ain't gonna cap, that chicken still came out good as fuck. Because keep in mind, y'all, groceries ain't cheap right now. So we was not gonna let that chicken go to waste. And it was pretty good, huh?
I didn't know that there was sugar in it until recently when you just told me, like, this week and no.
I don't know if it's true, though. Some girl just told me. Probably should have looked that up, but I didn't think I was going to mention this on the podcast. Probably should have figured I was. But if there is sugar in it, I don't care because I have a sweet tooth. So, honey, yeah, they're just accommodating to me. And I still ride for their wing. So, yeah.
Imagine you're eating. Well, I could see it because of, like, the honey, like the hot honey rub.
The hot honey that they have.
Like that one right there is part of it. Their barbecue sauce has hella, like, sugar, so I could see how it could mix.
Sweet taste to it.
Yeah.
So when she said that, I kind of was like, fuck, is that why I'm so fucking addicted to Wingstop? Because I already have a sweet tooth, and their wings have sugar. I don't know, but either way, I'm hooked, and there's no going back now. All right. So, you don't want to say anything else about your week, maybe something you learned or whatever?
No.
You did bring some fresh grown, are they organic onions?
Yeah, fully organic.
My first time trying fully organic onions. I've already had organic honey, organic chiles.
Wait, is there such thing as fake honey?
There's fake anything. Organic chiles, organic lettuce. The meat that we get is organic too.
Fully organic.
Ooh, so I have had organic steak. So my next one is organic onions, guys. I'll let y'all know how that goes. I never really had organic food until you, so.
Organic eggs.
That's a little sad. I've had organic eggs and milk. So, I guess.
Yeah. Quite a few things.
Okay. This is a hot take. Okay, I don't know if you remember or if you guys even had this. When you were in Mexico, did you guys ever milk a cow?
No, honey.
Have you ever had hot cow milk, like fresh out the titty?
Yeah.
You drank it fresh out the titty, hot like that?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Go and cow milk. It's a lot more sweeter. At least for me, like when I drank it, the goat milk was a lot sweeter. And the cow one kind of like, I guess because it was warm and it wasn't like hot chocolate, it kind of had like a distinct taste.
A chocomine?
Yeah.
All right. My grandpa, like when I go over there, they've offered it to me a couple of times. Like literally like put my cup under the titty, squeeze it out, drink that shit. Like they, I'm good, man. I'm good. I've never had it that way. One, it's not even just because like I seen it come out. No, like that's not the thing. My thing is like, it's hot milk. Like that's fucking nasty. Who the fuck sits here and drinks a hot cup of milk? Like, sure, maybe if we have some chocolate in it, sure, but milk is supposed to be cold.
You with your coffees?
I know. But they have sugars and creams and a shit ton of creamer in there because...
You with your oatmeal?
Yeah, but I'm not sitting here and just drinking a warm cup of milk. Like, that's what they were all sitting there doing, just drinking hot milk. No fucking cookies, no nothing. Like, that's... No.
Not even a fucking bolillo?
No. That was just, nah, I'm good off of that. But I do see, like, videos where people are, like, out there or wherever, and they're, like, milking the cow, and then they'll, like, milk it in the cup, and then they'll put chocomil and stuff and, like, sell it like that, just fresh like that.
Actually, there's a place here in Vegas that one of my coworkers was telling me about that you can go over there and have it that way, and then you can get it, like, with alcohol. I forgot what that shit's called.
I'm pretty sure. Like a Bailey's or something?
No. Like, it's not like coffee. I forgot what he said, like how they make it and shit, but it's a Mexican drink.
Oh, I know. It's a Kahlua. I think it's Kahlua. I'm not sure. It's a red and yellow bottle.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's the alcohol that they put in there. That's what I'm saying.
Oh. But yeah. I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about. Oh, okay. The organic stuff. So, yeah. First time we're trying organic onions. I'll let y'all know how that goes. All right, so we have a couple of things to talk about today and then a couple of segments that we all know and love. So we're going to go ahead and start with our first segment to get us warmed up. And this segment is called Uncontrolled Woman. Because, honey, there is no controlling me, you, I, them, everyone, whatever the fuck that was supposed to mean. All right. So with this segment, we go ahead and we're going to learn about the woman's body, the way that we function, the way that we try to hold our emotions, the way that we do simply what we do. And I know that there's some times where you're like, why am I feeling this? Why am I like this? Why is it coming out this color? Why does it smell like this? So today's topic is masturbation myths to unlearn. And men, this can also apply to you because... sheesh, Lord knows that these young boys be, whew, they be some little rabbits when they're in their, what do you call it? Not probation period. Fuck, what is it called?
I don't know. I never
when
heard
a young like lady and a young boy become a young man and a young lady. Fuck. We all go through it when your voices change. Puberty, there you go.
Oh, I was like, wait, it's because you said it.
Making me look bad for the people.
Well, all no, right. you said it in a weird
so
way.
So this is going to be reviewed by Jordan Rulo. So masturbation is something a lot of people do, even if you want to hide it. And around 78% of women have done it themselves. Sadly, though, a lot of women are taught at a young age that touching their genitals is disgusting or shameful. And I bet even for boys. So... to not even make it worse or, well, to make it worse, there's also a lack of sexual education around the subject itself or anything to do with our hormones, period. No pun intended. So this is going to go ahead and help us feel a little bit better and have that conversation that we've all needed to be had, given. All right. So for one, the myth, it's gross to masturbate. Do you think it's gross?
No.
Okay. The truth. Masturbation is normal. Period. All right. So basically, we need, like we've said in multiple other topics within this segment, it's just basically learning our bodies and knowing what makes us feel good, knowing how to tell our partner what makes us feel good, and, you know, even things that we don't like. So it would be better if the way the way they're trying to explain it is, it's better for you to go ahead and let yourself to learn yourself. That way, when you are involving another person, you already can tell them what you do and don't like, and you can explain how you like it done. All right. Another myth. Masturbating is bad for you. Did you ever think it was bad for you? Did anybody ever tell you it was bad for you?
Yeah.
Wait, who? I bet your grandma, huh? Or your grandpa?
Well, no. It was actually, I think it was my mom or my aunt.
Ew, did you get caught or something? Or like what? Mm-mm.
No, like we don't really like see stuff that way in a bad way. It's just like human.
Okay.
But my aunt, I believe it was my aunt. My aunt was one day was just like talking to us and shit. And she said that supposedly her friend can't have kids no more. And they went to the doctor and like asked why, and supposedly the doctor was like, if you masturbate so many times, it's like a gun. Like after a while, you'll just start shooting blanks.
Okay. So they told you don't masturbate or what? Like,
well,
what,
I mean,
how did you come up in this conversation regarding somebody else's junk?
Well, they were just talking, like, you know how when your parents are talking in the living room and you can hear it from the other room?
Okay.
Basically like that.
Okay. So did you actually believe them that it was bad for you or what?
Yeah, because I was like, dude, like, imagine if you touch yourself so much that you can't, you're basically preventing yourself from having kids in the future.
So the truth is, it can actually benefit your health. I don't know about men. This is for the girls. Like I said, some parts may regard the men, some might not. This, I'm not sure. But this is for the girls. So, first of all, vaginas are a self-cleaning organ. So, it's okay if you feel like, oh, this is gross. Well, make sure you wash your hands, first of all. So, anything that's, like, coming out of it is going to get cleaned by itself. So, just so you know, it doesn't hurt to help her, you know. Give her a little wipe or something. Give her a little rinse. All right. So, when you masturbate, the cool thing is that it boosts blood flow through your genitals. Same thing as men. So the tissues are healthier and function better since, you know, they're getting a little workout in there. Plus, masturbation can obviously lead to orgasm. So, shit, that's for sure a plus. It'll also give you a mood boost due to the dopamine release. So you'll get happy afterwards. It helps you relieve stress. Who doesn't need that? And anxiety. Shit, sign me up. Due to oxytocin, I guess that's something that's released when we orgasm. It can also help you manage your pain. And it'll also help you boost your sleep. So, I mean, we all know that post-nut nap. Yeah, that's what they're talking about. And it could also help you strengthen your pelvic floor, which can make orgasms and sex better. So, several benefits. Plus, it can release the hormones that causes your brain to lighten up in the healthiest ways. So it'll help you release your blood flow up there too. Basically, everything's going to get moved around and blood's going to be flowing. Brain's going to be working a little better. Some air is going in there. So yeah, kind of like a workout, y'all. Well, it is a workout. Myth, there's a right way to masturbate. Did you ever think there was a right way? I definitely knew there was several ways.
I didn't think there was a right way. Like,
me either. I was sticking shit up there that I should have not been sticking up there.
Okay.
I definitely did not know that there was a right way. There's definitely things that we shouldn't be putting up there.
I seen, like, I told you this before, but I had a friend show me, like, some website with, like, dark shit that people did to their genitals. And, like, to get relief. And when I seen that, I was like, yeah, I don't think that's the right way to do that. Like,
yeah, it gets intense. I remember on Facebook, why this was on my Facebook. I was in fucking middle school or high school. There was a girl that, like, it pulled out a whole fucking bottle out of her shit. A fucking bottle. Like, this ain't no fucking little, like, those little shot glasses that they give you. No, this was like a full Henny bottle.
Oh, like a shit. Like a mason jar
it
bottle?
It was, no, like a bottle, an alcohol bottle.
Oh.
Like big ass Patron, Don Julio, fucking Sky. Like it was a bottle. Yep. That shit traumatized me. I kept watching though because I was like, does she have more?
Okay.
No, I did.
She got snacks up in there for the after party?
The truth is, it's basically finding your own way. So just make sure you're careful on what you're sticking in there, ladies. But it really is up to you what feels good. Another myth, it's wrong to masturbate if you're in a relationship. Truth, masturbation can make your partnered sex better. Like we've said, I forgot what topic it was, but basically what I said earlier too, it's to go ahead and show them what you do and don't like, since you already know your body, obviously, better than them. It'll help you get more in tune with your sexuality. Plus, some people even take that into the bedroom with their partner. So that's another little kink in there. Myth, you should only masturbate alone. Truth, mutual masturbation can be a shared experience. That's what I just said. So go ahead and bring somebody else in there. Another myth, there's something wrong with you if you don't like masturbation. And the truth is, self-love isn't everyone's cup of tea, and that's okay. And I don't think they mean it like I love myself for who I am, more like the sexual part of it, because some people might not be comfortable with that. Some people, we've talked about it before too, that there might be some traumas in there, and little do they know that's why they don't like the feeling of them doing that or somebody else doing that, because there's a locked away trauma. So just know that if it's not for you, that's completely 100% fine. It's up to everybody what they are comfortable with and what makes them feel good or not good. All right. And that was pretty much it. So basically, it's just do it however you feels good. Be safe, be clean. Don't let anybody make you feel shameful for doing what you want to do to your own fucking body, let alone with masturbation, with your style, with your hair, with your attitude. You be you. But be safe. You have anything to say?
No, not really. I think you covered it.
All right. I really don't know if we have any younger people here, but if we do, just like I said, be safe, be careful, wash your hands, and just know sometimes walls are thin, so be careful. All right. Now, let's go ahead and move on from this segment called Uncontrolled Woman. If you have something that you also want to learn and that we haven't talked about before, let me know and we can go ahead and bring that up here. I want to go ahead and talk about this new experience that I seen here over in Vegas that, honestly, I feel like I'm down to try. Because the reservation's like $40 and I'm pretty sure you just like pay for food or whatever. So it's kind of like a regular date night out. But it's called Dine Blackout. So blackout, dining in the dark. It's here in Vegas. It's brand new from what it looks like. And so from what they're making it seem like is basically that you're just eating in pitch black darkness with your friends and whoever else you want to go with. So from what it looks like, they're, because they have like little reviews posted on their Instagram and stuff, you don't even know what you're eating. So it's all a surprise. Your drinks, your whole menu is a surprise, and you're drinking and eating in the dark. So it's truly up to your senses to know what you're eating. Imagine your friend's like, bitch, you bit my finger. But I don't know. It looks pretty. I think I would be down for this. This is pretty cool.
No, imagine midway through the thing you have to go use the restroom and you're over here fucking hitting half of the people on the way out and shit.
Well, it's like, not even do you only have to guess what flavors, you have to guess whether your food's gonna be hot or cold, so be careful, bitches. But it sounds fun. It sounds fucking fun. Maybe they have like a glow up cup or something. Maybe, I don't know, but
yeah, no, how I'm pretty sure work?
It's gonna be a messy experience. But the way they're making it seem, because they don't necessarily have clips on here, from what I was trying to look at, it's mostly like pictures and stuff. But I mean, they have like little like alcoholic beverages. They look like, you know, cute little aesthetic drinks. It's giving like not necessarily like a diner, more like the Peppermill.
Oh, okay.
Kind of
okay.
Like that, like fancy-ish, nightclub-ish.
I wonder how like it would work if you would have to go in there and like tell them, oh, well, I'm allergic to this. Or,
well, yeah, that know? Like anywhere else, like you have to let people know these things. That you can do that anywhere, but. The whole thing is you're going to eat in the dark. And like we said, it's called Dine Blackout. So would you guys be down to go somewhere where you can go ahead and have a dinner date with somebody and not know what the menu is or not know your surroundings at all? Just eating in the pitch dark. Let us know. Comment down below.
Imagine having a blind date there.
That would be pretty cool. That would be definitely a cool experience. What is also really... Oh, the guy on the picture, the waiter, he has night vision goggles on.
Oh, damn. Okay, that's so cool. So it's
black. Yeah, because even in, like, the pictures, like, they make it all look like night vision, you know, pictures. So that's pretty cool. I'm pretty sure it's going to get messy, and I'm down for messy. So, yeah, would you be down? I'm down.
I'd be so down. I'd be down. That'd be cool just to try to guess, like, if it's a 2-course meal or something like that, like, to guess what it is, that'd be pretty cool.
Well, yeah, you pretty much do have to guess what your food is. It's all up to your taste buds. So, let us know, guys. Let us know if you guys would be down or if you guys have actually gone. Let us know what you guys thought about it. Do you think that you would be able to tell with your taste buds what you're eating? Like, you would be able to distinguish the certain seasonings and flavors that are coming out to your plate?
Probably not necessarily, like, all the seasonings type
Imagine your fucking burger's punched. You don't even know. You just quick elbow to it.
It's a McDonald's burger.
They can't eat. Oh, man. Imagine.
But, no, what's it called?
You're like, tastes like Jack in the Box.
Okay. I think I have a pretty good taste buds, I would say.
Ooh, are you down to do something with me for the podcast? I know you don't like pickles, but...
Fuck no, not the Dr. Pepper pickle. Hell no, I seen that shit. I'll go with you and you can try it, but fuck no. You guys are going crazy with all these fucking pickles. Hacks and challenges and shit like that with drinks. Like, even the slushy one where you have to throw the slush at your truck. Like, to me, that was just like, bro, like, now you gotta go wash the truck before that damages your paint and shit, like.
So, guys, if you guys haven't seen it, I seen it because of the girls on the sesh, and I seen it on Instagram, but I didn't really, like, think people were actually doing it till I seen the girls over there. Check them out. It's called The Sesh, and it's Janelle and, oh, my God, not me blanking out on, fuck. I honestly hella forgot her name, guys. I don't know why, but check them out. They're really cool. The other girl's name who I don't know why I blanked out on it. I've been following her and her husband, Josh, for years. They have several other podcasts, but check them out. And basically they did it, and it's 4 girls on there because they have their like producers and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So 2 or I think honestly just 1. One of the girls liked it at first, but she's like, once you keep drinking, it's like gross-ish. But they were saying it was pretty good.
I don't know.
We could get a small one and try it together.
I mean, I'm not necessarily a big Dr. Pepper fan to begin with, but I'd be down, I guess, for the pod.
Something crazy. I don't know. Let us know if you guys have tried the Dr. Pepper with pickles over at Sonic. And if you guys want something delicious to wash it down, I suggest the cookie dough blast. Those are so fucking good. But I don't know what those trends are and who the fuck did it first. Why they did it first, I don't know. But ew. But I guess not ew because people were like, yummy. But yeah. So, other than that, yeah, that's blackout dining. Imagine they give you weird shit like that at the blackout dining. They're like, here's a potion that we made in the sink.
Why the fuck is it in the sink? Hold on.
You never made potions in the sink at your mom's house or nothing like that? Like when there was dirty dishes, like with food on it or something, you grab it all, mix it into one pot, grab like some eggs, crack it in there, salt, pepper, whatever, and you just make a potion?
No.
I did. But yeah, if they really wanted to fuck around with people, they could give people random ass shit and be like, bon appetitis. Meantime, you're eating the half of the burger that table number two left and shit. Talking about a sampler.
Damn.
I'm not saying that they're doing it, guys. It's all jokes. I'm definitely down to do this. I'm going to check it out, guys. I'll let you know if we do end up going. Let's go ahead and move on to our second segment, the dream segment. So with this dream segment, we go ahead and we talk about dreams that we've had in the past that have either stuck with us or dreams that we've had recently that we've had. La, 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 la. If you guys understand me, if you know, you know. So we're going to go ahead and talk about, when I talk about dreams, we're talking about the dreams that we've had within our sleep. Because we know that the dreams that we've had within our sleep, if we really don't try to control them, they're so uncontrollable. So many random things can happen that it'll even have you mind fucked. Like, why did I say this in my dream? Why was this person in my dream? Who the fuck was that other person in my dream? Yeah. It's something that we can't explain, but we're going to do it here anyways. So, do you have a dream?
I do, but it's a short dream again, and it's, I don't know, it kind of freaked me out. It had me thinking for like the rest of my day about it.
Okay.
Basically, I don't know if I was necessarily like in a mirror, but I would say like I was the one in the mirror and then I was looking at myself. And I kind of just seen myself look at myself and smile. And like as I'm smiling, I kind of see just like my teeth start falling.
Oh, that meant something.
That fucked me up. Because I was like, what?
Yeah, I've had that dream a lot. It could mean a lot of different stuff when you have dreams of your teeth falling out. And it's really, really fucking scary. Yeah.
Yep, not going to do research on that one.
Mm-mm. I regret doing it. So what, you just looked in the mirror, smiled, and that was it? You were chimuelo?
Yeah, like I could just see my teeth. Like it kind of like started cracking and then falling slowly. So I was kind of like mind fucked by it. Because I was like, I never took to consideration, like, my teeth necessarily, like, the importance of them. So it's like, once I seen them fall, I'm like, damn, like, how crazy would it be if my teeth just, like, one day just randomly start falling, like, pulling them out and or something like that, you know?
I know, because I've had that dream several times. It's disgusting. But in mine, I remember one of them, I woke up thinking that I really didn't fucking have teeth. Like, if I grinded them out in my sleep.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I believe you, because you grind your teeth a lot. It's disgusting. I don't know if I tell the dream about the two people that I went to high school with and then we all worked together?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I have another dream that I had last night. And then I have another dream written right here in my phone. But I'll save that one as a backup dream. And I'll talk about the dream that I actually had last night. So this dream was really, really like bazookers. So, or bazonkers, whatever.
Bazookers.
So basically in my dream, we were like having this big ass block party, which is weird because none of the neighbors fucking talk.
It's crazy how you're usually in a party now.
So we were having this big ass block party and the neighbor across from us, who we definitely don't talk to, I don't know how, but their house grew like three times the size for some fucking reason, because they had a big ass front yard. And then basically they decorated their whole house like it was Christmas. It was all Christmas. The whole block was Christmas. their house was decorated in Christmas. They had a candy cane couch. They had like this big white Christmas tree that kind of looked like a crystal. There was snow here for some fucking reason. It was snowing here. It was dark outside, and basically we were just over here fucking around and doing whatever. And then what was my second part of the dream that I told you? I told you a second part of it in the morning, and I told you specifically so you can help me not forget. So there was that, and then
I think it was something about you guys in a room, no?
No, okay. So me and you, I was in the shower. You were helping me shower. But we were showering like if it was in Mexico, y'all. Like, I'm not saying like we were showering together. Like, you were dressed and I was the one showering. I don't even think I was naked. Like, I think I was just like, we were just there.
We were just dumping water on
literally,
each other.
Literally. So if you guys ever gone to Mexico, it's very common to have a shower like with a bucket. Like, basically warm up the water, put it in your bucket, and then shower with it, like pouring it over your head and stuff. I hated doing that shit at my grandma's. I fucking hated it. Because I'm a bitch that loves to soak in the water. So it's just like, oh my god, a quick shower. Fucking lame. Eventually, my grandma got a faucet, though. So it's all Gucci. But, yeah, we were like, I wasn't even in the tub as you were pouring it onto my head. Like, we were just literally in the middle of the fucking restroom. I didn't see any bucket of water. So that was kind of concerning. But somehow you grabbed a cup of water and were pouring it over my head on the floor in the restroom. I don't know if this was after the party or something or before. But yeah, so I was kind of just showering in the middle of the restroom and you were pouring the water over my head.
I mean, considering the fact that like this week was when we were messing around and
spitting water on each other.
Yeah, so like you went and showered outside of the bathroom. I wonder if like that might have triggered it.
No, it was just really fucking weird. And why we had a huge party, I don't know either, but that was fun. And yeah, that was pretty much it. But next week's dreams that I have for y'all is freaking me out because that dream has me feeling that way still. But yeah, so that's our dreams. You don't have nothing else?
No, that was my only dream.
All right, guys. So, if you yourself want to go ahead and share your dreams with us, even though they're weird as shit, just like ours that we had right now. I mean, we're in, March? What, May? We're in May, y'all, and I had a dream that we had a Christmas party. Like, come on, like, we're sharing shit that shouldn't even be happening right now. So, please go down below to the Google form where you yourself can drop a dream for us to share here anonymously on the podcast so we can fuck around and find out what people dream about. Just like you guys are sitting here and fucking around and finding out our dreams. So, we've opened up ourselves and our dreams. Basically, the darkest crevices of our mind that people never really know other than the ones who we tell. And you guys are now the ones who we tell. So, all we ask is for a dream in return. That's it. Now, let's go ahead and move on. So, hopefully somebody drops a dream. Hopefully. Let's sit here in prayer.
In prayer.
Imagine I just had a 5-minute empty gap right here. They're like, unfollow. All right. So this isn't necessarily going to be like something specific, but I'm just interested because it's going to have to be fast. So I just wanted to ask this last time for Mother's Day, but we ended up talking about something else. But this doesn't necessarily have to do specifically with mothers or whatever. So, do you feel like you have certain, like, what's one good trait that you got from your mother and one bad trait? If you want to get an example, I'll give you my example. I'll go ahead because I already kind of know. All right. So, one of my good traits that I probably picked up from both my mother and my father is that for them, I feel like for them, they have to physically keep doing something. For me, I feel like I have to mentally keep doing something, like I'm doing my own projects, which is, I don't consider this podcast a project, but everything else within it, like making the thumbnails, editing, like these little projects within the whole podcast of itself, I feel like that's something that I got out of them, just always needing to do something. And then one of my bad things that I've gotten is for sure my mother's attitude. But yeah.
Probably my mother's narcissistic mindset. Okay. Where like it has to be my way or the highway in a way.
You think you got that?
Huh?
You think you got that?
Like the backside of it.
What does that mean?
Like, since it was always my way or the highway for like my mom and my brother, like to me it was just like
whatever you want to
whatever
do.
Bro, like, oh, you know, okay. What I'm saying, like, mm-hmm. I whatever. And a good
definitely
trait,
did get that.
I would say the good trait would probably be not afraid to do things, like just going out there and just trying to do whatever I have to put my mindset into. I'm not afraid to try it at least once, you know, like the day I climbed on the roof of that one place. Like, I've never climbed up like that, but fuck it.
All right, that's not bad. So that wasn't my main question, but it was just like an example that I wanted us to have. What about one good trait that you want your future child to have and one bad trait that you hope they don't get from you? And yeah.
Good trait. Probably my mentality. I just don't let shit get me down. Period. I try to keep going. Like, anything that happens to me is just like, okay, what's the good outcome? Like, what might have came good out of this, you know? A bad trait would probably be... Damn, I have a lot. Probably not get distracted as easy. If I'm doing something, like, I will continue doing it, and then I'll be like, ooh, but this could also help. Ooh, but this could also work. Like, that's where it kind of fucks me up.
Okay. That's not bad. I definitely, but this week I've been doing that to where... I'll, like, do one thing, get halfway through it, and then realize, like, oh, I also have to do this, get halfway doing that, and then I'll just have shit halfway done because I'm doing all other shit. And then I was like, damn, that shit sucks ass, because do I low-key have some type of disorder that I didn't fucking know about? But for me, I feel like one trait that I do want them to have out of me is I'm going to get it done regardless of, like, more like in the money mindset. Like, if I really need to spend the money and I know I don't have it and I drop that bitch on the credit card, it's more like I'm gonna figure out one way or another how I'm gonna get this shit paid off. And it always has worked out for me. There's been many times since I started working, which was like my freshman year, to where I've gone fucking splurging, and it was usually during Christmas. Like, I would drop racks on Christmas. And I was making $300 a week. How that bitch was doing it, I don't know, but I wish I was her. But regardless of, no matter what, me and my $300 always made that shit work. And I never was late on a payment. Never owed anybody shit longer than what I needed to owe them shit. So that's for sure one thing I really hope that they get, is a way to make sure that they have their money up and never really need to ask nobody for help, because I rarely do ever ask anybody for that, especially in money. And when I do, I'm pressured to give them their shit back ASAP. So I for sure hope they get that. And then one thing I hope that they don't get from me is the doubtfulness, which I feel like I've kind of let that go, especially with this podcast, is being doubtful of myself. But it definitely is still there. So hopefully they don't get that, like, low self-esteem. But yeah, I don't know. That was kind of like what I wanted to do for Mother's Day, but it ended up being what scared us from our mothers, and that was pretty funny. So comment down below, guys. What's a trait that you hope that your future children get and don't get from you? Or what's one that your children already have that you don't like from you, or you are happy that they got it from you or your partner? So comment down below. I'm gonna keep on the run. I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last time. So like I said, it's for a podcast. You won't know his answers and he won't know yours. Neither will you guys know the podcast name. So it's just me, you, and the listeners right now.
I just want to ask, what's one secret you've never told him before?
Let me see. Honestly, he pretty much knows everything. One secret. Shoot, I don't know. I don't know. That's a hard one because I really don't know.
No, it's fine. It's never bad if you don't have secrets from them, you know? What about one embarrassing moment that you haven't necessarily told them yet either? Whether it had been before you guys even ever met or while you guys were together. But again, he doesn't know it.
Okay. An embarrassing moment. I think the only thing I've actually really done is getting home super, like, faded and I was blacked out. And, like, I went to go to sleep, but I had to pee. So instead of going to the bathroom, I went to my brother's room. Okay. And I accidentally peed on, like, my nephew's bed.
Not the nephew. What the fuck did he do to you? Damn, dude. Is it from one of your brother's children or a sister's?
Yeah, it's my brother's.
Oh, your brother? Yeah. I bet the sister-in-law was like, I fucking hate that laughed. Bitch. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's her. That's my cuñis. That's just her.
She's like, oh, that's normal. Yeah. No, yeah. That's probably the only time.
And you never told him that? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. He's going to be like, I need to watch out for my children with her.
I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
So you're not going to know her answers. She won't know your answers, and they won't know who you are at all. So the first question is, what is one secret that you have kept from her so far?
I told her everything so far, bro. Shit. One secret. She doesn't know that I've been with an older lady.
Yeah.
So, like, I got some experience being with girls, you know. Like, I messed with the older lady for, like, 6 months.
Oh, okay.
But she thinks it was just, like, a one-night stand. Yeah.
That's a pretty cool secret. What about an embarrassing moment you haven't told her?
When I was young, I got chased by a dog, and I pissed myself before I got to school. So I went home, and my dad was there, and he's like, what's wrong? And then, like, he's seen it, and, like, nobody knows about it either, so...
Shit, I don't blame you. Was it a big dog and shit?
Yeah, it was like one of those Marmaduke kind of dogs. Yeah,
oh,
I was a little ass kid, so like,
god damn, crazy. That shit would be like a tank running towards you type shit.
Damn. I got scared. I just froze up and I just pissed myself. I was with my brothers. They low key helped me, but then I just froze up.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Hell yeah.
So I just want to ask two quick questions. You guys aren't going to know each other's answers or the name of the podcast. So it's just me and you and the listeners. Okay. What's one secret you've never told him before? And I can't hear them, so they can't hear us.
Oh, man. Oh, I got to think about that.
No, that's completely fine. Take your time. Usually when I have girls sit here and think, they give out the juicy shit. So take all the time you need, honey.
I can't think.
Okay, that's fine. What about one embarrassing moment that you've never told him before, whether it been while you guys were together or maybe before you even met him? But again, he doesn't know about it.
I can't think of any right now.
Oh, no, that's completely fine. I appreciate it, though. I appreciate the time. Thank you.
So the first question is, what is a secret that you have kept from her so far?
Dude, I don't even know.
No?
No.
Okay, what about an embarrassing moment that you haven't told her just yet? And it could be any time before her. She just doesn't have to know.
She doesn't know of. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I told her also all my embarrassing things. But I got to really think hard about this. Because we know each other real well. Right?
Oh, shoot. Huh?
I'd say. So, I was a really awkward, you know, tiny little scrawny sixth grader in middle school. And, you know, halfway through the school year, I developed a tiny little just puppy crush or whatnot on one of the teachers, right?
Right.
But one day when their Valentine's came, right, I had a little card with a little chocolate or whatnot, with a you know, a little note.
Right.
That had that little corny-ass shit written in it, you know? And so before I gave it to her, it was the same class and same day as where I shat my pants. Oh shoot.
Yeah, cause fucking, bro, not gonna lie, I was lactose intolerant, right? And I was, you know, enjoying everything from lunch because I, you know, I was doing stupid little things with my friends, you know?
Right.
And so they had me drink milk or for whatnot mixed with fucking Takis, right? And so I chugged that shit down. I took it like a champ because I lost a little, you know,
right.
A little competition or whatnot.
Oh, fuck.
So that shit real upset my stomach real bad. Oh, I got it. Yeah, I should just, you know? And then I was like, man, can I go to the bathroom? Oh. And everybody could see that shit, like, from the back end of my fucking pants.
Ah, yeah. Damn.
So I was like, fuck.
I like that. Sweet. Thank you. Viva Las Vegas!
All right, so those were our clips from our segment, What Happens in Vegas, a segment where we go around asking couples their juicy secrets and embarrassing moments that they have yet to tell their partner. And now we know about it. All right, so the first couple with the girlfriend, she peed on her nephew's bed when she was drunk. I'm assuming she went to her brother's room, probably because there's a restroom in there or something, and then just like was like, all right, I'm going to go to sleep here. Good night.
I'm assuming more like it was one of those like beds where they have it on the floor. Oh. So as she was like rushing in there, like she accidentally like started peeing herself. So she peed on the mattress, you know? That's what I think. Because other than that, like I can't really explain myself. Like how does that happen, you know?
Damn.
Like for a girl at least. For a guy, it's like...
Lo estrenaste antes que yo.
Right.
Pinche cochina. Yeah. Poor little guy. Hopefully Auntie fucking cleaned up her mess. Shit.
Auntie was so fucked up she didn't clean it up.
For her... she didn't have a secret, but for her boyfriend, his secret was that he used to fuck with an older lady. And according to her knowledge, they only had a one-time fling. And I guess they didn't. Do you think it matters that he's lying about it? I don't think it does, but I definitely think it's sus.
I don't think it does, but it, like, to me, I understand, I guess, like, being with an older woman, it's like being with somebody more experienced. But the fact that he's like...
That automatically doesn't mean they're experienced. Like,
well, like, I know that, but, like, that's the thought, I guess. But to me, it was, like, funny how he was like, so I'm pretty experienced with the ladies. I was like, okay.
And then for him, his pee-pee pants too, he peed when he seen the dog. With that, I really don't think that people understand what happens when fear actually kicks in. And when some people freeze, it really isn't, it's not up to them. It's literally just their mind that's so stuck with the situation that's going on that they don't know what to do. And other people will be like, you could have done this, you could have done that, you could have said something.
I'm one of those.
Like, even after the incident, it's like, okay, I'm not even seeing it as a dog. I'm seeing it as in, like, when people get assaulted. I'm not seeing it as a dog. When I think of shit like when you freeze, I think about... I mean, this is serious because he could have been killed by a dog. But it's still the fact that people don't understand what it's like to freeze when they're scared. Because, I mean, there's some people that are fight or flight. But it's like the people that are fight, like, or whatever the fuck, like, they don't get... They judge the people that just stay frozen. But not everybody's the same.
I don't feel like I've ever gone to, like, a point where I've gotten so scared that I just, like, freeze up.
I don't even think it means you have to be scared. It's just something so traumatizing. Probably not in the moment you don't know it's traumatizing. But your brain's like, yep, this is going to cause some drama. So let me just hold on for a second and sit here and look at the situation clearly. Because no way this is happening. But, I mean... Hopefully his dad didn't say shit because that would be a dick move on the dad if he did. But he didn't say that his dad said anything rude. Did he?
No, he didn't tell me nothing.
All right, for the second couple, the girlfriend, really shy girl, didn't really have nothing to say. Honestly, sometimes I'll say, nah, this girl's bullshitting or this man's bullshitting. They do have a secret or embarrassing moment. And nah, this girl really didn't seem like the type. For her boyfriend, however, he had a crush on one of his teachers and he was going to give her a Valentine until he sharded himself. All right, so do you think that kids having crushes on teachers is a bad thing?
Not necessarily, I would say.
Me either.
Especially, like, depending on the grade, I would say, like, no.
Dude, I don't even think, like, it's just the, well, I think it could go pretty young because it's, like, even when we're little kids, like, little tiny things, like, I think you could still maybe find some type of attraction or affection for somebody, but I definitely don't think that having a crush on your teacher is bad. So if you're listening to this and you had or have a crush on your teacher, it's okay, honey. We've all been there. The only thing is how the teachers react to it. So unless you're making it obvious, like homeboy was gonna try to make it obvious, they should, you know, put you in your lane and remind you who you are and who they are. But, yeah, I don't think it's bad to have a crush on your teacher. I think it's normal, and I think everybody's been there. So, hey. I mean, he was little, so, I mean, we all give our teachers Valentine's, so it doesn't really matter, I guess. It's
you do?
Just his intention was, you never got your teacher's Valentine's?
Hell no. I barely even knew that there was, like, teacher appreciation gifts like that.
Did you ever, like, in your classrooms do... In Valentine's Day, where you didn't have to, but if you wanted to, like, you would take Valentine's for the whole class?
Hell yeah.
Okay. So your mom never, like, was like, oh, let's get your teacher something.
I mean, I never gave the teacher nothing.
Well.
I gave it to the homies and, like, all the other people, yeah, but, like, the teacher, not really. Not that I could remember it.
Yeah, no, we would always get something for our teachers. Well, especially because... The classes that we would do it with, most of the time I was cool with my teachers. But that was back in the day when you only had the one teacher. So that's why I guess I was so close, because it's like, well, we see each other all the time. But he sharted in the class before that.
I mean...
That was God giving you a sign,
me
honey.
And you kind of...
She was for the streets.
Okay. Me and you kind of talked about it, like, after... And, like, it's funny to me to realize how, like, you as a female, you're like, I don't know why you guys do some stupid ass shit like that. And us as kids, we're just like, what? Why not? Like, eating the Takis and drinking milk, knowing you're lactose intolerant.
I didn't even say nothing about that, but sure, if you want to attack me.
No, I'm not saying, like, I said when
it doesn't disregard that he's still not fucking dumb as fuck. Like, what did you expect? Like, when people who are lactose intolerant know what the fuck can happen and how bad it can get. And it's crazy to me how every person who has been on here, damn near 99% of the people that have been on here and have sharted, say because they're lactose intolerant and they were just like, oh, well, I'm still going to have this ice cream. Like...
Chat,
so
that.
What did you guys expect was gonna happen today? I ate a hot dog and like a slice of pizza for lunch. I knew the risks but surprisingly nothing happened, so amen. But Takis and milk, there's literally a challenge where you drink like a gallon of milk and it's supposed to make you puke. So it's like, where did you get milk? Oh, I guess the cafeteria.
I just want to say, chat, clip that. She said, I don't understand what they expect. Meantime, she's lactose intolerant and loves to drink regular milk.
I don't get it that bad, though. Like, those people. Like,
right.
He sharted at school. I've thankfully never sharted in public, but it's like...
I have.
After the surgery... That one time when we ate pizza and we were out in the streets, that was probably the closest I ever came to sharting, like out in public, and we were in the car. But if you guys have gallbladder issues, get that shit checked, y'all, because the aftermath of the surgery is not fun. I almost shit in my brand new car. I had just got my car. Because that was like when we first started dating.
Yeah.
So I damn near almost shit in my brand new car. Yep. When did you shart in public?
At the fair.
You never told us this or me.
I just thought about it because I was like, neither have I, but no. I did tell you about it. It was inside the porta potty. I literally was rushing and I seen the porta potties were like full and like the actual bathrooms for some reason were dirtier than the porta potties. So I ran in there and like once I realized that like that fart wasn't a fart, I just literally took off my underwear, threw them into the porta potty, wiped myself, pulled my pants up and was out.
Damn. I think one of the times I did it, I was commando. Ooh. Oh, no, I was in a dress. Maybe should I tell my story?
You can't just make me say mine.
All right. So I don't know if I told this on the podcast, but basically one time, hold on. Siri just out of nowhere started talking to me. There are no timers set. Okay, hold on. That was scary. Sorry, y'all, but, this was literally still, my surgery was still fresh, so after you have gallbladder surgery, guys, be careful with what you eat and read that list they give you because your stomach is so fucking sensitive, like, literally the tiniest hint of grease, you will shit yourself unwillingly. There's no, oh, I'm gonna hold it and run. No, bitch, you will shit yourself. I learned that the hard way. I had just got this job and I don't know what I ate that day, but I don't even think I got to eating. I don't even know. I honestly don't know. It's all a blur. The trauma was traumering. So I was in my car on lunch and out of nowhere, it just happened. Like it didn't know. It was like, it wasn't like, oh, I need a fart or my belly hurts. No, it was just like, here I am. And, I don't know if I had told you that I lied about it or not, but I had told you I threw up all over myself. And I also told my boss, I told everybody the lie. I was like, I threw up all over my dress. I need to go home and change. I'll be back at work. So I did go back to work, but I went home, took off my dress and changed and told everybody and you that I threw up. And meantime, you know what happened?
After, you know how I do.
Oh, yeah. If you guys know, you know how I do. But, yeah, that was one of my stories. I don't remember the other one. Maybe I'm blanking out on it right now, huh?
The one that you said about the car?
The car?
Yeah, that you were in your friend's car and that you sharted yourself inside the car.
Yeah, guys. Yeah, and if you know that story, if you know, you know. I can't even tell you what episode that is. I don't know how the fuck people keep up with their episodes and know. Go to episode 32 for this conversation. I do not fucking know. But there's another story somewhere within these episodes, so go back and check it out. But that's story number 2 of when I sharted myself.
After you just said, I don't remember a time in public.
That was in my car. Oh, I did shit my car. you know what? Thank God it was in my car, though, because what sucks, though, is I was parked right in front of the building. Ooh. So I was just like, I could either run inside or not. I don't even think I considered it for a second. It probably popped up in my head, but I was just like, nope. But yeah, so that's that. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Do you have anything to say?
Nope.
All right, guys, so if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, make sure that you leave a little 5-star review and you leave a little comment within that review. If you're on any other platform, because we're on every other platform, make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. Go ahead and go in the Google form down below so you can drop a dream for us and we could all read it together for the podcast. 100% anonymous submissions, guys. There's also other little things that you could drop in there if you're interested. That's on you. But if you go to the Instagram, you'll find everything you're looking for, all the links, everything, and it's going to be scene.vergüenza_pod. Again, scene.vergüenza @_pod. We'll have content there, some stories. On rare occasions, we'll go live. But we do. And then if you want to follow us on TikTok, it's scene.vergüenza with 2 A's _. Again, TikTok is scene.vergüenza with 2 A's and an _ to end it all. Have a good one, guys. Peace out.